In this video, I'm going to show you how to create and estimate a simple job in CostMiner. To add a new job, we need to press the New Job button. First, we enter some customer details, such as business name. On the second screen, we fill in the site address. If we hadn't provided the site address, we would have had to enter the project name instead. In this video, we are not going to use any job templates or markups, so I just click Create to add the new job. Now you can see the new job in the list on the left-hand side and the job details on the right-hand side. To start estimating the project, I will click the Open button in the Estimate section. Here, you can see that the system shows us some hints, which makes it easier to learn the software. Now we need to create some headings to define the structure of our estimate. We can also add a subheading. To indent a heading, we need to select it and click the Indent button. In fact, you can have as many levels of headings as required. Now, when we have our estimate skeleton defined, we can start quantifying individual items under each heading. To open a heading, I will click the ellipsis button at the end of the line. We also need to save the changes to the heading before we can continue. First, I'm entering the item description. Quantity, unit, and rate. And the system calculates the line total. For this item, I entered the quantity manually. I'll show you later how we can take it from a drawing instead. I'm entering the second item. The heading total was displayed at the bottom. I'm saving the changes. If we switch back to headings for a moment, we can see that the heading totals were updated. I'm closing the tab. And now I'm going to estimate items under another heading. I'm going to use Take Off for the quantities under the Finishes heading. To break down the quantity, I click it and then press the ellipsis button. Now we need to upload a drawing. Here, you can see a preview. I press Add to load the drawing into my job. Loading time may vary depending on the size of the drawing and the line quality. The internet connection that was used to produce this video was quite slow. Once you've opened the plan, the browser caches into your local computer and opens it instantaneously next time. First, I need to scale the drawing because it is a PDF file and it does not have scale information. There is no need to scale AutoCAD drawings because they are already scaled. So I pick a segment of a known length and trace it. Then I enter the segment length. Now we can start tracing to measure the ceiling area. I'm picking the tracing tool, and I'm also restricting the line angle to make it easier to draw vertical and horizontal lines. I'm switching to area mode because the default system measures length. I will trace the room by clicking its corners one by one. I'm using the mouse wheel to zoom in and out as I draw. To move the drawing, I click and drag it without releasing the mouse button. If I press and then release the button without moving the mouse, that would be just a click and the system would add a new point. As you can see, the system snaps to the line ends as I draw. The little yellow squares show where the new points will be placed. For that feature to be available, you need to use vector drawings, such as vector PDFs or DWGs. If you are tracing raster images, such as JPEGs or raster PDFs, there will be no snapping. If I made a mistake, I can always undo changes. To finish drawing the shape, I click the button with the tick. Now I will give my measurements a meaningful name and then trace another room. Let's go back to the items. I'm filling in the unit and rate, and the system calculates the line total. Now I'm going to take off the walls, or rather the vertical area of the walls. But this time I'm not going to trace the rooms from scratch. Instead, I'll reuse the area we took off earlier. To do that, I'm clicking the icons to show the outlines of all measurements that have already been created for this plan. These blue dashed lines are the shape we drew earlier. I'm selecting them with my mouse and clicking the Add Shape button to copy the measurements into the current sheet. To select multiple shapes, you need to hold Shift on the keyboard. I also need to enter the wall height to arrive on the vertical area. Now, I want to subtract the area of the openings from the vertical area. I'm tracing the doors and putting their negative height into the height column. Let's go back into the headings again. We have one line left. Here, I'm going to reuse the existing outlines to quantify the carpet area. Now we have our estimate ready. Let's generate a quote for the job. Here, we can print the report or export it to a different format, such as PDF or Excel. To find out more about CostMiner, please go to www.costminer.com.